The pandemic has been especially hard on women. More women lost their jobs or had to quit because they took on extra family responsibilities. But one field that gained women during the pandemic? Construction. WBUR's Yasmin Ammer explains why that is and why Massachusetts has one of the highest rates of women in construction.
Here's what you learn when you drill metal beams 60 feet in the air. Don't look down.
I'm not afraid of heights. I don't like them, but it comes with the territory, so I got to get used to it.
Iyada Williams is a first-year apprentice in carpentry. She remembers her first day on a construction site 2 months ago. She was the only woman on her team.
You know, my mindset was, hey, don't girl me. Don't, you know, treat me like a damsel in distress. And they totally did not. So that day, I must have cut over 500 boards for this deck that we built. And I went home that day. I was so sore.
Williams is 47. She worked as a fitness instructor until the pandemic hit and she was laid off. So she took her unemployment check and enrolled in a construction training program. It was something she always wanted to do, but she never had the time or the money to start a new career. And there was something else that was stopping her.
I never pursued it because the way that I was raised and the mindset and the stigma is that this is a man's job.
Now Williams is one of a growing number of women entering the trades like carpentry and plumbing. More than 10% of trades apprentices in Massachusetts are women. That might not sound like a lot, but it's more than any other state. And the number has increased over the last decade. Liz Skidmore is an organizer for the Carpenters Union.
Because these are fabulous jobs. They're deeply satisfying. Like, you get to drive around the city going, I built that, I built that, I built that.
Skidmore says more women are going into construction because of two important reasons. The first is a lot of work to recruit and train more women. But she says the numbers really picked up after Massachusetts required contractors to hire more women and people of color for state-funded building projects. So all those women who'd been training had a good shot at getting jobs, well-paying jobs. The pay convinced Angela Lormius to switch from a career as an early childhood educator to learn carpentry.
It's crazy. I make more now not knowing much of what I'm doing than I did working with children with a bachelor's degree. So that was a huge motivation.
Lormius earned a college degree in child, family, and community services, and she's still in debt. Although she loves working with kids, the job took its toll after 10 years.
That's a huge change. It's like my entire life has changed being here.
In a good way? Mostly good way? Or
absolutely in a great way, because I can see that I can build my future now. Because of the pay rate and childcare, I was never going to get out of the debt from school.
I asked Lormius what it's like to go from working with all women to mostly men.
Honestly, it's not that different. I mean, the gossiping is the same. The jokes are pretty much the same. The only difference I could say is the bathroom situation. That's it.
Lormius and Williams look to mentors like Glenn Cofield, who's been a carpenter for 17 years. Cofield says he's seeing more women on the job site, and he's good with that. It's part of how the world is changing.
Once you get through the track, you're going to want to move on you.
As Williams drills in parts of the wall, he guides her on how to keep the beam steady.
She's fresh in, a month in, and this metal is kind of tricky to go through. But she's fine. She's getting it. She's taking it like a, she's awesome. So.
But Liz Skidmore says the one stigma that still makes it hard to recruit women
is the idea that the men in construction are more sexist than the men at university or the men in the media or the men in any other industry.
It's a stigma that Iyada Williams also had to shed. Now she sees a space for her and other women in the trades.
I honestly could not ever see myself going back into an office environment. So I feel like I made the right decision for myself and also for my family.
And one day soon, she'll be able to point to this site near Boston's South End and tell her kids, I built that. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Yasmin Ammer.